So why do you think the commentators and others say sex addiction is a farce, just an excuse to go philandering?
Well, I think we largely still live in a male-dominated society, and so I always wonder if people have a guilty conscience when they're saying that, or if they just want to act like it's something they don't know about because maybe they've indulged in some of these behaviors. That's one reason. I think another reason is that we are largely ignorant about the topic of sexuality in this country. We have a culture that is highly sexualized. The pornography industry is a $1 billion-a-year industry, and we also have a sex education program for children in our high schools that's largely non-existent.
Yes.
So we don't teach our teenagers about their burgeoning sexuality. We don't deal with the fact that people are going to have sex. Our kids are going to have sex. So we don't really steward them into adulthood. It's just a free-for-all, and they get their education from pornography. So we have these crazy messages of over-sexualization and then a message of don't do it.
Yes.
And that creates all of this split that we see in our culture. We don't have a sex-positive culture, and perhaps, you know, to their defense, some of the commentators who talk about sex addiction are really worried that this will create a witch hunt against sexuality. That's what the people who don't believe in the idea of sex addiction will say, that people have the right and the freedom to have sex whenever they want to, how often they want to.
Sure.
And I believe that that's true, but I think if a person is lying about their behavior to their partner, then they likely have a problem, because if it's not a problem, you shouldn't lie about it.
Right.